Lesson number 11, Christ's care after probation closes. These strong, overmastering delusions we thought about will increase in speed and intensity and in overwhelming spreading over the world just before Christ comes. But what are God's people going to do? Be of good cheer, Jesus Christ says. I have overcome the world. Adventists talk a great deal about probation. Probation means opportunity to accept salvation through Christ. This probation, the Bible tells us, will one day close. We have many illustrations. Probation closed at the time of the flood. It closed in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's closed in every age. It closes with individuals when they finally decide that given a million years, they will not choose God. And there will be a final close of probation that is discussed in Revelation 22:11, when he which is holy will stay that way, and he that is filthy will stay that way. They reach this position by their personal decisions to follow Christ or to follow Satan. Before the second coming of Christ, God's people will be sealed with the seal of the living God. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the seal is the Sabbath, the sealer is the Spirit. The Spirit is the verb. The Sabbath is the noun. Sealing, Ellen White says, is settling into the truth, both spiritually and intellectually. The seal of God is in the mind, in the forehead. It's an irrevocable decision that God's people make to accept the Creator, described in the Sabbath as the one who made heaven and earth, and to enter into his rest spiritually and intellectually. This is a careful decision of the life, helped by the grace of God, directed by the Spirit, of all those who will be ready for Christ's coming. The seal of the living God is on the foreheads of all those who accept Jesus Christ as personal, as Savior, and as Lord. As Savior, he redeems. As Lord, he calls the shots. Part number one. Satan has entire control of the wicked at that time. Just as the seal of God shows that the righteous are entirely under the control of the Spirit, the wicked will be entirely under the control of Satan. He brings about the great time of tribulation, the time of trouble such as never was. While he does that, Jesus Christ promises that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Satan will plunge the inhabitants of the earth into one great final trouble. Human passion, fierce winds, all the elements of strife let loose. Whole world involved in a ruin more terrible than that which came upon Jerusalem. At that time, holy angels will protect God's people. Keep them safe. No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. So we think of this dreadful time with courage because of the promise of God. Satan is marshaling his host, part number six. Agents still claim to cure disease. They still claim to do all these things, but they're only deluding. At this time, in part number two, the seven last plagues will be poured out. The first few verses of Ezekiel 38 and 39 help me more clearly to understand the meaning of the plagues. Read them. Read the marginal references. God says, I am going to put six hooks in their jaws. They're like a fish gaff to pull them back. And then in Ezekiel 38, the last plague is hail. So these plagues are God's devices to pull back the wicked that are destroying the world. Part number three. Satan impersonates Christ. He fooled the angels. He persuaded them there that he was more powerful than Christ, even though the Father had called the angelic host together and revealed to them the position of Jesus Christ as chief. Satan still succeeded in deluding one third of the angels. It's only as we believe the Bible, and not our senses, Ellen White warns, that in this crowning act in the great drama of deception, God's people will not be deluded. Part number four. When probation closes, and Jesus finishes his work in the most holy place, God's people will be without a mediator. Some of my friends look upon this time as horrible. I look upon it as glorious. They will not need a mediator anymore. He has mediated on their part, on their behalf. They are righteous still. They are holy still. He is telling them that they will never be unrighteous again, that they will never be unholy again. I love that thought. And I'm looking forward to the time when, if I am alive and Satan manifests himself so terribly, God's holiness will be in me and around me forever. Part number five. How do we prepare? Well, the illustration is given in the lesson. How did Jacob prepare for Jacob's trouble? What did he do? If he had had any sin unconfessed, he would have been overwhelmed. What is the preparation? Confess our sins. Repent of our sins. Accept the forgiveness of Christ. Invite the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts and lives every moment. Only in this way will we be ready. Part number six. Our Heavenly Father is not a hard master. He requires of no man more or less then he gives him ability to do by his grace. Let's cling to this wonderful promise, and the end time will be a glorious time.